Have you been blessed so far today? Amen. Amen. Thank you so much to everyone who has participated in the service. Well, it is. It's every person's fear, every young person's fear when they reach dating age. It's the worst thing that can happen to you. When you express your true feelings for another person and they say, "You're such a great friend." Some of you moan because you know, and some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. It's a terrible thing when you've expressed in your heart to somebody and you get put in the friend zone. Yes, it says here, you've been told that you're a great listener, that you're talented, you're a real catch. You have entered the friend zone. It's when the person that you like has decided that this is who you are and nothing more. They've put you into a box, into the friend box, and they cannot see you any way differently. Like these texts. Guy texts a girl, he says, "Let's be something more than friends." And she replies, "What? Best friends? No, I mean something more than that. Mega best friends?" The friend zone. You are just a friend. Kiss those thoughts of romance goodbye. We put people in boxes all the time. Back in the old days, we used terms like nerds and jocks, and today they've got terms like deviants and elites. We categorize people. And we place them in boxes that are hard to escape from. Do you think people put God in a box sometimes? I think it happens. But what happens when God decides to break out of our boxes? The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 19 that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to our world to be the long-awaited Messiah. But one of the biggest challenges that he faced was that people had created a box for the Messiah. And they thought that the Messiah was, when he comes, he's going to be a conquering king. When the Messiah comes, he's going to come and he's going to whip those Romans. Was Jesus able to break out of people's misconceived notions and their boxes? Was he able to do that? And if so, how? So many people had a different box for Jesus. The disciples had placed Jesus in a box. There in Luke chapter 18, verse 15, we find people bringing children, little ones, to Jesus. And the disciples, they had a box for the Messiah. And they told the people, "Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't be bringing little children to Jesus. That's not right. That's not for him. We've got him in this box." And Jesus said, "Bring the little children to me." And then later, Jesus begins to predict his death. And in Mark chapter 8, verse 32, Peter says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, death, no, no, Lord, that's not gonna happen to you." And he rebukes Jesus because all of a sudden Jesus isn't fitting into his box. He says, "No, that's not gonna happen. We're gonna keep you safe right here in our box. Nice and safe place for you, Jesus." And it wasn't just the disciples who had their own Messiah box. There were others who did too. If you've got your Bibles with you, I'd encourage you to open them to John chapter 4. And we find the Samaritans had a box for Jesus. In John chapter 4, we find this conversation between Jesus and a woman at the well. And he talks to her and she goes away amazed. John chapter 4 and verse 28 says, "Then the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, 'Come and see a man who told me all the things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?'" Jesus, who at this point is just some random guy at the well who had the audacity to talk to her, and then he declares himself as the Messiah. And you can almost hear it, her incredulous voice. Could this possibly be the one? She can't believe it because he doesn't fit into their Messiah box. The Pharisees had developed a box to hold God and a box for the Messiah. And Jesus did not fit into their box. So in John chapter 11, verse 50, the Pharisees are speaking about what they're going to do with Jesus, and they say, it's better that one man die than for us to lose the whole kingdom. Will we kill to keep someone in our box? It's hard to break out of people's mind boxes that they put us in. This meme from Facebook says it all. You can't read it, so I'll read it for you. It says, I finally found a boy worth keeping, and he was disguised as my best friend the whole time. And then down below, they're all celebrating, he did it, because he escaped the friend box, the friend zone, which is extremely hard to do, to break out of someone's box. Years ago, when Jeanette and I were dating, I finally confessed to her and I let it be known that I was actually a good student in school. And she looked at me, stunned. She couldn't believe that. And to her defense, I did not look like someone who did good in school. And I shattered her box. It's not easy to break out of people's boxes. It's even harder to break out of a box that an entire culture has built and created. Was Jesus able to break out of these boxes? Yes, he did, but at a very, very high price. It cost him everything. But Jesus broke out of everyone's box on Sunday morning. Because when Sunday morning came, no one thought, hey, you know, maybe today's the day. None of the disciples, none of the women thought, well, maybe today's the day he'll come back to life. They didn't think that, even though he'd been telling them that it was going to happen. No one woke up Sunday morning thinking, oh, this is it. Best day ever of our lives. They didn't think that. Jesus was stuck in a tomb. And stuck in a box. The disciples didn't even believe the resurrection news when they were told by the women. Thomas didn't believe even when told by men. But the best picture we have of Jesus breaking out of the human box that had been put in was as he was walking along a road to the town of Emmaus. Jesus is resurrected and he meets two followers who are sad walking along the road. And he asked them, what are you talking about? Turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. And let's watch how Jesus can break boxes. Luke chapter 24 and verse 19. He hears them talking and he says, what are you talking about? And they said, are you a stranger? Do you not know what just happened these last few days? In verse 19, he said to them, what things? And they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Do you hear it right there? He was going to be our Messiah. He was in our Messiah box. We were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since all these things. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early, they astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And Jesus hears these men who can't believe it, who can't allow him to escape from the box, and he breaks their box by teaching them from Scripture. Verse 25, and he said to them, oh, foolish ones, and how slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. See, they believed part of what the prophets had spoken, but not all. And that's still a problem in the followers of Jesus today. Verse 26, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and then to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them all the things in the scriptures concerning himself. Friends, this book, the Bible, is the best way to break human boxes. But what about us? Have we put Jesus in a box? He broke their notion by taking them line by line, prophecy by prophecy, and showed them what they were missing. But what about us? Have we confined the infinite God to our own human brain-sized box? Friends, what the world remembers this weekend, or what the world should remember this weekend, is that Jesus fought against the box that humans and the forces of evil placed him in. And here's the key thought I want you to remember. On that fateful day, religious leaders teamed up with secular leaders, and they found themselves standing in opposition to God's plan of salvation. How? Why? Because Jesus was breaking out of the box that they had created for God and the Messiah. And friends, on that Friday and Saturday, it looked like they won. On Friday afternoon, physical darkness mirrored the darkness in men's hearts. With a sealed tomb, all hope was lost. And the Pharisees thought, our Messiah box is right. It's been rough along the way, but we've got him gone. We're right. The disciples anguished, our Messiah box must have been wrong. But then came the third day, and Sunday morning arrived. And what we celebrate on resurrection morning is that Jesus can break out of our boxes. Amen? And all the forces of hell that morning guarded that tomb, trying to prevent the unstoppable. Satan mustered his armies to make sure that Jesus stayed in that box and stayed in that tomb. But the plans of God cannot be undone, and they cannot be stopped. In Matthew 28, verse 2, it says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. And his countenance was like lightning, his clothing as white as snow. And Jesus broke out of everyone's box when he walked out of his own tomb. Friends, history finds a way of repeating itself. For at the cross, the religious leaders and the secular leaders worked together with Satan to prevent God's plan. And in our future, Revelation paints the picture of, again, religious leaders and secular leaders, again, working together with Satan to keep God in a box of their creating and actually enforcing worship on the world. And again, at the end, Jesus will break out of people's boxes when he returns to this planet. So this weekend and always, we celebrate Jesus' victory over death and the grave.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But also this weekend, we can celebrate that Jesus is still strong enough to break out of our human boxes that we place him in, and our boxes that we place other people in. He's still strong enough to break our boxes. So think with me this morning, friends. Have you placed Jesus in a box? Maybe you've placed him in the friend zone, right? And he certainly wants to be your friend. But is that all Jesus is? Does he want to be just your friend, or does he want to break out of that box and be more? Does he want to be your risen Savior and your coming King? whom you obey. Or maybe you've placed Jesus in the Lord box, the one whom you obey, the one who you try to appease and follow, trying somehow, some way to earn his love. Is that all Jesus wants? Just our obedience? Or does he want to be your friend, your savior, and have a relationship with you like none other? Friends, Jesus wants us to stop trying to be good enough for him and to start trusting him that Jesus will do his work in you and me to make us who we were always meant to be. And this weekend is not just about the breaking of past boxes by Jesus. It's not just about the breaking of current boxes, for Jesus can help us break those boxes that we put each other in. But today, we can also celebrate that at the end of time, Jesus will again be victorious, and he will again break out of humanity's lawless box, and he will return to save his people. Praise God that today and always, no human box has ever or will ever hold our Jesus. He won at the grave. He can win in our lives today, and he will win at the end when all human boxes are broken. Let us pray. Father in heaven, they took your son and they put him in a box. They took your son and they put him in a cold grave. They set guards before him. They put a stone in front of it, and then they sealed it, trying to do everything they could to keep him in that box. But Lord, you cannot be contained. You are more than we could ever imagine. And you are the God that breaks out of the grave, that breaks out of the tomb, and breaks out of our boxes. So we praise you today. We worship you today, and we thank you, Lord, that because of your victory, no box will ever hold you, and no box has to hold us. We praise you, Lord, that there is hope today, and we thank you that you arose from the grave. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.